It's got individual variations in dietary preference. George Washington's Icelandic bastard, and that time Dan was violently assaulted by a hot dog.
Because my last unemployment payment is Wednesday, so it would be basically like I'm actually interested in working now. All of a sudden, I like was scared to death I was going to get a job the past 6 months because the economy is going so well. Are we recording?
Yeah.
I wish I didn't have to have a job.
I was working really hard on finding a job the past 6 months. Hey!
Hello. Hello. Hello.
It's Dan Glaubitz.
It's me, Meesters.
Hi, how are you?
I thought you were a chick for a second. That was weird.
Hi, Dan. This is...
I thought you were a girl that was like, that you guys brought and was like really interested in meeting me.
This is Jessica.
But now I found out it's not, and so I'm a little bit upset.
This is Jessica. I hang out with Patrick on Fridays, and I really like your pictures, Dan.
Yeah? Really? That's cool.
Yeah. They tell me that you're really sexy.
Jessica, you act like Dan Johnson.
No, I mean, Daniel is a really nice guy, but he's not as sexy as you.
I know, but wait, I think you're Dan Johnson.
Who's... Oh, man, you caught me.
I know, but...
I
was living out my...
out of the bag.
You just ruined my fantasy.
The pussy is out of the box.
Yeah. I wish.
What does that mean?
Yeah. I was talking dirty to you in a girl voice.
It wasn't that dirty.
It wasn't really that dirty. It wasn't that, yeah.
It was sort of disturbing.
Was you that had me going for like a second there, for real, though.
I had you going? You believed it was really a girl named Jessica?
Well, no. By then, I knew that it was all like a ruse. But when you first talked, I was like, well, yeah. Who's that chick? And then I immediately like was like, wait a minute, there would be no chick there.
Yeah, no girls hang out with me.
And we wouldn't have a chick here who had like a name that was like a feminine name of somebody that was already here. Like,
whoa.
Yeah.
You should have countered with annoying woman character. What was the name of that? You know, the...
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Oh, is that a Dan thing?
You're standing in the doorway. Yeah, that one.
I don't know what you call that. You have to like give that character a name, like the bus.
Excuse me. I think your pictures look cute.
Metro.
Are you stroking
lady.
Yourself, Dan? Are you stroking yourself?
Yeah,
excuse
man.
Me. Are
I'm
you stroking yourself?
Hard.
Excuse me.
You're stroking yourself all over
you.
The door.
Ah, the dog's jumping on me.
I deserve it. I'm being a weirdo.
Man, I'm trying to think. I had something I was going to, like, ask, but I don't remember. Now it's gone forever.
Ask away. Oh, man, I fucked it up. I blame myself.
No, I was before the call. I had, like, something I was going to, like, say.
Oh.
And then now, it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't important. It was, like, really a waste of time. So
you should ask.
Now the question is, do I have to keep thinking about it to see if I remember it, or do I just forget about it and move on?
You should go to Ask Reddit, subreddit, and then ask them.
What was I thinking?
What were you thinking?
What
do you think?
Because if they just... What was I thinking just a minute ago?
Yeah, the people would tell you.
The thing is,
yeah,
I bet you
you'd get some responses for that. Reddit loves quirky little things like that.
Oh, man. That's some crazy shit.
Why was there a guy in Starbucks with a bomb?
Yeah. What was the deal with that?
In Maryville.
Maryville. So I was looking
sort
up...
Of like
so
the greater Fairfax.
So what's weird...
Oh, that's bullshit. That's
I was... I heard some like bangings and booms outside, and so I went on Twitter and I just typed in like Annandale or whatever, and I was like, "What's going on?" And then it was all talking about like that bomb thing, and it was all resolved. And I'm like, "Well, I didn't even hear about it, but I guess I'm glad it's resolved."
Was there a bomb?
Well, no, there wasn't. But some guy called in a bomb threat. But then there was another thing where the guy responded to the police saying, "Update, you know, it's all good."
Right.
This guy responded saying, why are there like 15 cops surrounding the jukebox diner? Like, what's going on there?
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. I didn't hear anything about the hooting and hollering and the boom,
they were just
booming
getting,
and banging.
Like, French toast.
But anyway, when I was on Twitter and I saw that bomb stuff,
call the cops.
There was an argument breaking out about like how like a bunch of like some people from Falls Church were upset at the Fairfax County Police Department for calling this replace this Starbucks, a Falls Church Starbucks.
Ah, yeah,
because they
Merrifield.
Said it was going to like bring down the property values because people will think that people put in bomb threats.
I thought it was the Starbucks.
Falls Church
like,
was worried about.
Like that was actually in Falls Church.
Yeah, that's a first world problem when you're worried about property values going down for something that didn't even happen.
And it started this whole debate about how like the more people live in the in like outside of Falls Church but have a Falls Church address than like live in Falls Church City.
Yeah.
Because like there's the mailing address Falls Church and then there's Falls right. Church City.
Right.
And there was this yeah, whole debate brewing on
how Jesus
never ends.
The funny part is that people from that part of what they call Falls Church wouldn't like call up and be concerned about property values. So I guess there is a difference.
Aha.
Aha.
Ah.
Aha.
This guy, he fucking nailed it.
I nailed it. You clever, right?
You got it, Dan.
There's nothing else to say. This podcast can be done.
We'll see you
I'm
later.
Eating
we'll
salt
see you later,
right
Dan.
Now.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had McCormick Montreal steak seasoning?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
By itself?
It sounds good.
He's just eating it by itself.
Are you just eating it by itself?
By yourself?
He's putting it on a paper
I
towel.
I had some popcorn. Yeah, I put some on there, and now at the bottom of the popcorn, there's just some left over. So
what is it?
It's
what?
A picture of the salt with the popcorn stank on it.
What is
it?
Steak sauce? What is it? It's not steak sauce.
No,
is
it's
it?
A special sort of salt. It's
oh, salt. I heard
like
salt.
It's like a rub.
Yeah.
Oh, well, like that would be good on popcorn. I thought he was putting steak sauce on popcorn.
Really?
I did put some Texas pea on some hot some popcorn tonight. It was all right. It wasn't worth it.
I remember when I used to drink, I put like sandwich peppers in my cuppa noodle because I was so fucking. I had the
sandwich
munchies.
Peppers.
Yeah, it was like these sandwich, like these
what's
red.
What's a sandwich?
Like
pepper?
A banana.
Like
pepper.
These red sandwich peppers.
Oh, red ones.
Like the red. You know, you get out of a jar. I took like a big like scoop of it.
Oh, you mean like what you put on on a Subway sub
yeah,
or something?
Yeah.
Okay. I
and
gotcha.
I put that in with my cuppa noodles and like.
Wait. Like pickled peppers?
Yeah, I don't
Is
know.
It like a pimento.
It's like a relish. It's like a pepper
yeah,
relish.
It's like a red relish.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
So, like, I was at my friend's house, and
pickled peppers.
Yeah, I was at my friend's house, and he said, yeah. I was like, can I have a cuppa noodle? And he said, yeah. And in the past, I had used the sandwich peppers, but it pissed him off that I put the sandwich peppers in the cuppa noodle. And he's like, you're welcome to anything in my kitchen, but don't put sandwich peppers in the cuppa noodle. It's disgusting.
No, that... makes it taste good, I would imagine.
That's well, yeah, that's what I was saying. But I think he just had an issue.
Because otherwise, they're kind of bland. But if you put some kind of sandwich pepper in there,
that's what I. That was my thought process. But you know,
dude, a cup of noodles and ramen and stuff like that—they're just fantastic. They're just asking. They're begging to have you fuck with them and put all sorts of shit in there.
They're begging for some sandwich peppers. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
You remember like that Jane's crazy mixed up salt at Will's house or whatever?
Sure. What was of it? Course. Yes. Yes.
So that's where I first got the idea. Well, I didn't get the idea. Actually, I think it was Will was basically like, look, you could even like put on your hand and eat some. And I was like, whoa, that's really good. It's like,
that's what
it blew my
do.
Mind at the time because it's like, wow, it's salt, but I can put it on my hand and just kind of eat it and it's yummy. And this isn't as good as the mixed up salt for doing it, this Montreal steak, but you can still do it.
I like
that's
that Jane's crazy mixed up salt was your like gateway drug.
Yeah.
That's what started it all.
Licking your thumbs and
I think it all
the
went down.
Of the
I mean,
bowl.
It really was because now when I do like, salt mixes, I wonder, it's like, how would that taste by itself if I, like, put my hand and licked it, you know?
Always tastes
yeah,
great.
Yeah, it's, oh, man, it's all about getting good stuff that's tasty. That's what life
yeah,
is about.
Yeah, it's also disgusting. I mean, it's in a good way. I do the exact same thing.
I had Chef Boyardee tonight. It was fantastic.
My favorite part of, like, the bottom, like, the best, one of the,
Chef Boyardee.
One
I did.
Of the best things is I'm the bottom of the Cheez-It bag. The crumbly bits at the bottom, the salt and the crumbly bits that have collected at the bottom of the Cheez-It bag. So, like, you eat all the
That's
Cheez-Its,
good.
But then, like, at the end of it, you get, like, that collection
oh, yeah,
of salty crumbliness. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I don't eat any salty snacks, so I just... I
Jesse,
know.
What do you eat?
Let's talk about Jesse's diet. That would be
like,
the weirdest podcast ever.
I eat a lot of broccoli and brown rice.
I like broccoli.
Broccoli and brown rice.
I didn't like broccoli so much that I just ate only that for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then you almost died.
Yeah, you had problems.
Yeah. Well, by the end, I think Will was taking pity on me because he like convinced me that it would be okay if we made broccoli pasta. But
yeah.
Looking back, that was kind of cheating a little bit. But it's okay.
Yeah, but
you had to eat.
You had to eat. Dude.
Yeah.
Wait, you only ate broccoli? Because I eat a lot of broccoli. I've been kind of on a broccoli diet, but
it was
not only.
Rolled pasta.
Where did you? you blogged about that, didn't you? But you only did like four entries before things started turning south. Yeah.
That's what always happens with my blog entries. Is I do a couple of them and then I just kind of stop.
Yeah, but I don't know. I could have imagined it, but I seem to recall like the first one was like, all right, today's day one of like broccoli only diet, and you were describing it and the rationale and the motivation, and you had like all this, you know, whatever verve about it. And then the second entry was similar, like it's going great. I'm not bored of broccoli yet. I'm finding nuances in the flavor, but I seem to recall the fourth entry being like, I'm like having stomach issues or something.
You can't only eat broccoli. Like, I mean, you got to eat sick. Other.
You need some.
Yeah, I think Patrick. I think you're right. Actually, now you mentioned it, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I kind of remember that. Like, now right sugars. In the blog.
And that was the last entry, and everyone was like, balanced, "Is he dead? Did he die?
He stopped
adding to the blog."
So, I think Mike was actually starting to get pissed off. Like he was just so sick of seeing and smelling broccoli. And actually, I think he was getting pissed off. What pissed him off the most was watching me eat broccoli. He was sick of watching me
power
through broccoli because
it was like the sandwich
peppers. He was like, dude, just fucking eat normal food in that fun Mike pissed off way, not Mike real pissed off.
That's
kind of way, but like,
that's what happened when I put stuff. That's what happened when I put sandwich peppers in the cup of noodles. My friend was just like, dude, what the fuck? It like bothered him what I was eating, and it's the same thing that happened with Mike. He's like, I want to see you eat, you know, like some beef.
It's weird how worked up people get about what other people eat.
Yeah.
And I do find it perplexing. There are things that I would not be interested in eating, and I've been disgusted by what people have eaten before, but I never cared. Like,
who cares?
Never like, hey, don't eat that. It was more interesting than anything that it was impressive that they could eat that.
Yeah, who cares what people eat?
I've been grossed out by a lot of people's food.
Yeah,
in my life, it's just,
but you're just kind of used to that now.
I'm just used to it, and like I'm not going to be like you. I mean, obviously, people are eating food they enjoy. So,
well, the thing is, like on
I don't have to eat it.
So when we hung out on what was it Tuesday, we had dinner at Atlantis. I was putting ketchup on my burger, and I thought this is going to really gross Jesse out. Yeah. I did think that.
Well, yeah, but it's not like I'm like.
No, I know.
Right, like I didn't like put my face in
your
burger
did.
And be like,
you didn't like squirt ketchup all over.
You looked at the burger.
If you squirted it on me, I would totally throw up on you. But like,
no, but like I remember you were looking at me while I was putting the ketchup on the burger, but you didn't look disgusted. But I remember thinking,
this.
I know Jesse doesn't like this, so I'm gonna like. Kind of, you know, like it's sort of you don't talk about things that
I wouldn't worry about.
We just don't talk.
What kind of burger?
Just don't
was
talk
it, like,
about
from
that.
Where?
Atlantis.
Me and Jesse and Natalie went out to eat at Atlantis
it was
on Tuesday.
Under the sea.
Right on.
Yeah, because we were talking about the England trip.
The
so.
Sunken continent of Atlantis.
England. I'm from England, right? That's where you're going.
That's exactly right.
We didn't really talk about England. We just ate a bunch of food. And
they gave you
had a weird waitress.
They give you really big portions. Yeah, what was weird about the waitress?
She was like Greek or something.
Oh, is that what was weird? I thought she was really nice. But
she was nice. It was fine.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, what was wrong with her?
Nothing.
Jesse ordered, what did you order? And they brought you out.
Spanakopita.
And they brought you out this big salad with all this dressing on it.
Yeah.
And it was huge. And you're like, I can't eat this.
I was like, I'm not eating this. And I was like, Natalie, you got to help me out. And so Natalie totally ate the salad.
Was that just free? That just came along?
It just came
meal?
With it. Yeah. It came with a salad. But I was like, yeah, salad's cool. But then I was in the back of my head. And I was like, you know, they're going to put some kind of funky dressing on
it. Oh, so you knew the salad was coming.
That's number one. Is Jesse only liked lettuce without anything on it. Plain lettuce.
Yeah, they brought.
I'll dig some kind of vinaigrette. You know, if it's a late,
some oil,
an oil
right.
and vinegar type situation, that's fine. Like, but a big creamy, like thick.
Oh, it was huge! It was like they put the salad dressing on it, and Jesse's like, "It didn't. I don't even think it touched the table. You just immediately passed it over."
I was like, "No, I can't do it."
Like, it literally didn't get put down in front of Jesse. He just kind of like guided it over
and
to Natalie
on my entree tray.
Yeah,
on the plate
they put.
There was a tiny little salad with like a big schmear of
it was the
like,
same dressing,
like
yeah.
The same fucking dressing on top of it. It was
they brought you bread.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I know. It's like how much salad?
You should just
salad.
Say no dressing.
I don't even want to eat fucking salad anyway, man.
Yeah. And they brought you bread also. They brought you like a four-course meal.
There was bread.
Yeah, and I was
What did you order?
Yeah, I need to
I just ordered like an entree, so it came with bread and like
No, but I mean what was the entree?
Spanakopita.
It looked good.
Is that like a casserole-y thing?
It's like a spinach pie.
Yeah, it's like a crusty pot, crusty spinachy thing, right? It's like a flaky pastry with spinach and cheese.
It was yummy.
It was fairly yummy.
Why the fuck did they give you two salads? What the hell?
Well, one was like a really big salad.
I'm already eating spinach. Like, don't give me another fucking salad.
Well, they feed you there, man. They give you all kinds of fucking food.
It came with rice too.
Yeah, you got rice.
Or I could have had French fries.
You could have, but you didn't.
But I opted for rice.
I ate the shit out of those French fries. Anyway, so now
some guy was insisting that the Grand Carlisle was the same price as Atlantis, and I'm just thinking like, no, what? Atlantis is much cheaper.
Who the fuck said that?
Carlisle Grand.
This guy who's kind of weird.
What a moron. No, there was this whole thing. Like, I refuse to go to Carlisle.
This guy that's kind of weird.
I refuse to go to Carlisle because, like, literally you go there, and if you have a burger and have a soda, it's like $30.
Where's Carlisle?
It's at Shirlington.
Yeah, it's like a fancy Shirlington.
Yeah, it's 10 times more expensive than fucking, not 10 times, it's probably about two times at least more expensive.
It's like a beer restaurant with like, this has a lot of like fancy beer and stuff.
Yeah, it's not, it's
fancy beer.
I don't know, man. I'm not a fan of that place. That turned into a whole thing.
So I went to,
it turned into a whole thing.
Yeah, you stirred up some shit, Dan. No, I'm just kidding.
So I went to the Ask Reddit subreddit, and they have questions. They ask questions to the public, and they seek the public's response.
Yes.
And the first question is, what is an interesting historical fact that barely anybody knows? So I put it to you.
Oh, that's good for Jesse.
Buffs of history to provide a history fact. And I expect Dan's.
Dan Glaubitz goes first.
Dan Glaubitz has to have the most interesting fact of all.
Yeah, let's go to Dan on this one.
Oh, that, with that, America didn't lose the Civil War.
Oh, no, that's like a deep cut callback.
That's from like way long the fuck ago. Like
that's a long,
years.
That is a long, I think it might be more than that.
It was a while back.
Wait, so you're asking for a piece of history that people don't know?
Well, the question on the Ask Reddit is, what is an interesting historical fact that barely anybody knows?
That barely, so it's kind of a stat. You can't just say, I wiped four times this morning. You know, sorry to be gross, but you can't just
that's
say.
That's not a historical fact.
That's what I'm saying. It has to be something.
Like,
it can't
I only
just,
had to wipe four times.
Yeah, exactly. Or I went to the bathroom at 3 a.m. last night. That's historical, but it's not really, you know.
Wait, so it has to be
Nobody
a fact
cares.
That people
exactly.
know enough, but not too much?
Yeah, it's got
to
well,
be. No, it just can't be like personal information. It has to be like something historical that happened.
So something that more than, what, 1,000 people know about? I mean, what is the level where I think that we need to get parameters on this?
I don't think there need to be that many parameters.
Well, it has to be something
that you're overthinking.
It can't be a personal anecdote like I peed myself once, you know?
Right, yeah.
But what
I mean, yeah, I mean,
historical
okay, look,
what if Napoleon took a crap right before Waterloo?
Right, like
this is
like
why
that
we can't
be...
have nice things. You're arguing over like the most basic question. What's a
it's
historical
gotta be
fact?
Like, yeah, like Napoleon took a poo poo on his horse or something.
Wait,
yeah,
wait,
he did shit himself in battle
is,
once.
Is like it counts, but me pooping doesn't.
No.
Yeah, it's got to
be Napoleon.
Yeah, you got to be extremely famous.
Mm.
No, you don't. It could be a fact of general. It could be a population level fact. It could be like the dancing plague of.
What if no, no? If FDR be, right when Pearl Harbor happened, FDR was taking a leak on himself. Like, wouldn't that be sort of notable?
Well, it would be
had a big
sure.
wee wee.
But because he drank too much water.
Okay, right,
it wasn't because he was scared.
I think the people that mean, they mean like the Jackson cheese or something.
Hold up before we get ahead of ourselves.
I'm getting into the toilet humor now.
The question is exactly what now again?
Okay. Okay,
let's
more
do some bathroom jokes.
Well, otherwise, we can just go to a different question. The question is, what is an interesting historical fact that barely anybody knows?
Okay, right. Okay.
Barely.
So just barely anybody knows it.
I think the intention of the question is merely to generate a discussion of the more obscure but interesting historical facts.
The
like the Jackson cheese.
All right. So back in the year 1785, this was after the American Revolution was won, but before the Constitution was ratified. George Washington apparently claimed to have an illegitimate son in order to forge an alliance with Iceland. That's that's it. I just made that up.
Yeah.
I know. This is like ancient times where you like marry people to like unite nations.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, who was the president that was going to, they were, was it Buchanan? Who was going to marry the queen? Was there's the, it was the.
John Quincy Adams?
No.
Because he was out in Russia. Are you talking about the queen
of
England?
No, as president. Was it Benjamin Harrison? Who was this? One of the only single presidents?
Grover Cleveland? No.
No, there was
I think
a brief.
Harrison was.
I think it was Harrison.
He was a widower.
Maybe it was Harrison.
Buchanan was also a bachelor, but Buchanan was possibly a homosexual.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't negate this question.
Abraham Lincoln was a homosexual.
But that's a separate thing.
Less
there's,
likely.
There is a president,
that's
and I have a computer in front of me. I could look it up. But
Abraham Lincoln
fun.
Was a woman.
There was a president.
According
who,
to Weekly World News.
There was a rumor that there was a consideration of the president marrying the Queen of England.
I do not know anything. See, that would be a perfect one.
To forge an interesting alliance.
That is what you should post on Reddit. That I did not
even
know.
I think I read that on Reddit.
It must be true.
Reddit.
All right. Who was the president that like died of pneumonia? Like, because during the
William Henry Harrison
contracted pneumonia.
William Henry Harrison.
Typical.
Okay.
1841.
Typical.
And I think that would it be Queen Victoria, obviously, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
So it would have been after Prince Albert died early.
Yeah.
In the 1860s, right? I think he died in 1867 or something like that. So it would have had to have been, Benjamin Harrison would have been.
In the 70s.
I thought that it was Grover Cleveland 80s. Who was the bachelor, though. I mean, I really do. I think that
he may have been a bachelor also.
But he got married in the White House. Grover Cleveland had a wedding in the White House.
Harrison may have been a widower.
See, okay. So, we need to find this out.
This is all highly speculative. When you were making up that shit about Iceland and George Washington, did you say 1785 because it was like Back to the Future, but 1700s?
I have no idea. I was talking out my ass. So I was like amazed that you guys were captivated and actually listening to anything I said. So I was like, man.
Captivated.
You guys are like, what happened in 1785? Yeah. No. Maybe I did. Maybe it wasn't conscious, but it might have been subconscious that I was thinking 1785. Because, you know, they go back to 1885, and we see 1985. And
what if they went to 1785?
Exactly. That'd be I guess they do go back to 1955, so why not go to 1755 at that point?
Talking about Back to the Future.
Yeah, he's just wondering if the reason I picked 1785.
1755 might be more interesting. You never know.
I picked 1785. Well, that'd be in the middle of, the French and Indian War, right? No?
That'd
right
be a little
before
bit
that?
Before
that,
yeah.
Well, I think 1780.
There'd be something going on.
I'd be more interested in 1785 because it would be after Yorktown. It'd be after Treaty of Paris. But it'd be before they wrote the Constitution, before they ratified it, and before Washington was president. So that would be like the really, to me, that would be the most, it'd be like,
Washington.
I think it was the Articles of Confederation were around in 1785, so it was like.
Those didn't work.
Yeah, they had to come up with something different, you know.
Oh, 1755 was the Lisbon earthquake.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be there for that. I would have been scared.
I think there was like a tsunami.
Too. I would have ran. How would you
1755, Braddock crosses the Potomac River.
So, wasn't that
French and
Indian
War.
But if he went back in time
To
1755.
1755 or 1785?
Either one.
Okay, this is important.
For the purpose of this example.
Yeah.
If he went back to either of those times,
mm-hmm.
let's say 1755, he would be well and truly fucked.
Who would? I would?
No, Marty, because how would he
Marty,
get,
yeah.
How is he going to get the DeLorean without any gasoline up to
they didn't have
88
trains.
Miles an hour?
Yeah.
They could have gotten the Lightning.
He's
they
got
1.21 gigawatts.
Well, didn't they mention in Back to the Future 3 where he's like, we got to wait until the pond freezes? And then he's like, no, we can't wait till winter. I'm going to get shot Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was they could go downhill with it.
Downhill would work.
That
yeah.
would be the only way they could do it. They'd have
but
to
88
go,
miles an hour. I don't know. That's pretty.
They'd have to go down a pretty steep hill, and you probably risk killing yourself doing it.
Yeah.
Was it 88 miles per hour just because it filled all the lines in the digital display?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
That was the. That's what happened. That's what activates the flux capacitor, which is what makes time travel possible.
Right, but they still need, it's still a combustion engine, though.
Exactly.
Runs on regular gasoline.
Until they get Mr. Fusion.
If we can get this up, and I mean hotter than hells of damnation, maybe get up to 90. If you had no track and no cars pulling you back, and you got it hotter than hell than damn the tarnation, yeah, you could probably get up that fast.
Frisbee, far out.
Yeah, you're
right
about
in
to get
front
up
of us.
You better get up there.
Yeah, that was the coolest guy. I think I was talking to Nick about this on Wednesday. He said that train guy who's saying that to Marty is the squeal like a pig guy from Deliverance.
Well,
could be.
You can look that up.
Yeah, no, I could. Yeah, my battery's running low because I was at class this morning and.
You lie. Just look it up.
I'm not looking that shit up.
All right, new question. What simple thing did you learn at an embarrassingly late age?
Ooh. I'm not even going to say what mine is because it's embarrassing. Well, you know when you think like certain phrases are a certain way and then you realize like when you're a little bit too, like you should have known.
Okay, so I used to think throw caution to the wind. Throw kosh into the wind. Like there was this thing called kosh.
Kosh.
Yeah, oh, man. Kosh, and you threw it into the wind.
Yeah, kosh. Fuck that asshole.
Kosh.
No. I thought that the Thames River was the Thames River until like
Thames.
But
you saw it at the end of a like the Jeremy Brett Sherlock Holmes.
You know, No. I always knew there was a Thames River. I didn't, but I was when I was reading books, I'd
you
read
didn't
about
know
the
it was
Thames.
Spelled that way.
Yeah. No,
that's totally understandable. It's like when people are ordering draft beer, and you're like,
right.
Why are they ordering all this like drought beer?
Drought.
Right. Yeah. No. But
remember when Eric dated Olivia?
Oh no.
No, but I remember taking notes and writing Thames River, T-E-M-S, you know, and then I would be reading later in the same textbook. Thames. I didn't fucking make that. How stupid can you
Yeah,
get?
Actually, Natalie did a little bit of that, too.
No, but that was embarrassing to me.
Well,
when
that's normal, Beck, because English is ridiculous.
Yeah, but I just remember being really embarrassed. I had to read in class, and I said Thames, and they're like, Thames. Dude.
All right, Dan, what's up?
When Eric dated Olivia, they were like in their mid-20s or early 20s or something, and she asked him if Washington, D.C. was an island.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember if there was something recently that clicked with me.
I'm trying to remember too. There's a bunch of things that even recently I noticed and be like, "Oh man, I didn't."
Yeah, I know that like my brother Henry, he didn't get the joke you know, in Ghostbusters where it's like, "How is Elvis and have you seen him lately?" Like he always laughed at that when he was like 3-4 and then he like realized when he was like 22 he's like, "Oh, I get it now."
I've been watching this this David Mitchell show that's been on for a couple of years. It's by it's written by Ben Elton, the guy who did Blackadder.
Yeah.
And it's about Shakespeare. David Mitchell plays Shakespeare in this sort of half-hour comedy and it's hilarious, but it's like it's more hilarious if you have read all of Shakespeare's plays.
I've read about a third of the plays.
Well, that's enough too. But the point being that the plots and the scripts are all like sort
you
of mimic
notice,
Shakespeare plays, and Shakespeare is like sort of being beaten down by society and
there,
stuff.
I need
it's
to read. I need to read As You Like It, and I need to read Titus. Is that Titus Andronicus?
Titus Andronicus.
Because like you and Jimmy were saying, I got to read that. It was really
good. It's a good one. I mean, Titus is not
it's
interesting.
Intense, right?
It is. It's pretty wild for a Shakespeare play, and it's not the most enjoyable Shakespeare play because it's sort of dreary and intense and
So is like King Lear and
Lear,
but it's brilliant. King Lear
King
is
Lear
also
is brilliant, but King Lear is not necessarily
not
an enjoyable romp. It's like watching
What's
Seven.
What's the name of Shakespeare's last play he made?
The Tempest is the last one
the
he
Tempest.
Wrote.
I saw that in D.C. live. I can't. Some theater in D.C. I don't know if there's a Shakespeare theater or something. But,
yeah, there is. There's a Shakespeare theater.
That was all right. It was kind of weird, but I mean, I don't know. It was just kind of like whatever.
Yeah, The Tempest is like, well, you kind of got to get used to the language and kind of, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, I mean, that's not, no, I mean, I've read Shakespeare and like, yeah. I'm not going to say the language is easy. I'm just saying like, it's not the language that threw me off. It was like, as far as Shakespeare plays goes, I just thought it was kind of like whatever, you know?
Yeah, no, I got you. I recently saw, I've never seen a Shakespeare play before, and I've seen the movies and stuff, but I thought it was pretty intense. I went to the Kennedy Center and saw a version of Hamlet, and it was done as in modern Africa. You know what I mean? It was like an African country, so the prince, you know, and it was really kind of cool, you know? Like, they had like different things like, when Polonius gets killed, he gets shot.
Was it a bunch of white guys?
No, it was all black guys. The only white guy in the play was Horatio, was his white friend, his token white friend, mm-hmm. I guess.
I actually really enjoyed it, seeing it live. Like,
yeah.
The experience was awesome, and I really enjoyed it. But like, yeah, it was just kind of this. It was bizarre. It was a bizarre. I guess it's technically a comedy. I guess a Tempest would be.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely a comedy.
It was just kind of out there.
It's lighthearted. Yeah, I think Midsummer Night's Dream is a little bit better than The Tempest, but The Tempest is really good.
It's all. This is a cycle almost. I was at when I was in England once. I got to see. I went to Stratford upon Avon and saw.
See, we're not going there.
I saw at the Shakespeare Theater. I saw Winter's Tale, and it was amazing acting, amazing sets. Like you, like
that's
you
another one I period.
Couldn't believe, like, you know, the trees coming down and snow, and it was just this amazing thing. And it was enjoyable.
Yeah.
But then we saw. Also in Stratford upon Avon, we saw a like a Shakespeare in the Garden style thing where you're just sitting on the grass and there's only like six actors and they're all changing costumes and running
really?
In between. And that was Taming of the Shrew, and it was way better. It was way better than seeing the Shakespeare
Theater.
I didn't
know about this about. You see, you learn things about people. I've known Patrick for, what, 30 years? And I never knew this about it. I never knew you saw Shakespeare in the fucking town the guy was from.
Yeah, I went to his house. I went to his house.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a weird voice that you
Billy
use.
Shakespeare.
I'm pretty sure.
I know this. It's kind of cool.
Bill Shakespeare.
But you don't know everything that people you know did. I mean, like, you know.
I was 16 years old.
I know everything.
I'm pretty sure I saw people having sex on the lawn in broad daylight.
God bless you.
See,
that's why
fully clothed, but they're like pants. Yeah, their pants were sort of down, and the guy was just like like mounting this woman, and they were both smiling and sort of laughing.
You were 16?
Yeah, at the time I was
16. That when you were in England and then you came back and you, right when you got back into the country, you went to go see First Contact? Because I remember you telling me that you saw First Contact in the theater, but you had just come back from Europe.
Yes.
Okay, but that's the closest I came to hearing about this trip. And now I'm hearing it was this amazing thing where you got to see Shakespeare performed live.
No, I was at Oxford for the summer for school.
Oh, okay, I knew you were at, okay. I didn't know that, okay.
And, They had some built-in field trips as part of that.
Okay, like, now I remember the trip.
So we
more,
went.
Yeah.
We like went to Stratford upon Avon as a trip. We also went to the amusement park out there called Alton Towers. It's pretty cool. It's their version of King's Dominion.
Well, I'm gonna go see the Globe, the theater. I mean, it's a rebuilt theater. I mean, it's basically
a replica. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not. But I want to go definitely go see that. And if they have like,
yeah, we'll hit that.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna go check it out.
It's on the other side of the river. It's like south.
Yeah, I mean, no, you'll want to see it just because we're in London, but it's historically.
We're going there.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean,
are you going to see Big Ben?
Big old
That's
Ben.
That's the bell, and they shut Big it down. Ben. They're fixing it. Big Ben is done for now.
Okay, the only play that I would definitely insist on going to is if they're doing the original pronunciation of something at the Globe. That would be cool because that would be something. Yeah, because they talk almost like in an Irish or American accent. I've been watching
It makes all the rhymes work.
Yeah, it does. And I was watching this thing called I think it's called Playing Shakespeare. It's got Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart and the guy who played Poirot. You remember that series?
Oh, that dude, yeah.
Yeah, that guy and like
Poirot. Does Patrick have a giant beard?
Not in this.
Okay, I saw something when I was at Institute for the Arts, this thing, and, like, there was doing a panel interview, and Patrick Stewart was this old on the BBC or something, and he had this humongous fucking...
Did Patrick Stewart have the beard, or did the guy interviewing him have it?
Patrick Stewart had a giant beard.
No. Patrick Stewart's clean-shaven in this, but...
okay.
And also Ben Kingsley and a bunch of other, like, famous actors, they're all talking about... most of them have these like posh British accents. And the teacher is saying that, like, well, if you really like, because he's talking about the rhymes. He's like, well, this rhymes in this sense, and this, you know, and it kind of makes sense if you say it in a certain way with an extra syllable. And he was saying that, like, Americans are always so worried about getting the Shakespeare accent down. But he's like, ironically, their accent is sort of closer, you know, than to the original. Right. I mean, I think it sounds more like an Irish accent to me, the original pronunciation.
It's sort of like that because it comes from a time before, like, the English changed their manner of speaking.
Yeah, when did that all come about? Because
that was after the American Revolution.
It was fairly recent.
It was 1800s. Okay.
See,
Americans
I
retained the rhotic speech, and British and New Englanders dropped the rhotic speech. It's become a non-rhotic. Rhotic is when the R is expressed in the hard form. And New England shifted around that time, probably. I mean, you know, stuff I've read suggests it's because they did so much trade with England that there was just a lot more cultural transfer.
What
port
trade,
cities?
Boston and up and down New England, they were really closely tied to England culturally in a lot
of
ways.
It's the harbor.
Trade.
We got the harbor here.
Dan, are you washing dishes? Are you flushing?
Did
you flush something?
What are some?
I just remembered that I put cleaner in my toilet, so I was scrubbing it off real quick before I forgot.
Your sink?
I bet you put a giant poo-poo in your toilet.
Your sink toilet?
Did you put a poo-poo in your toilet and you had to flush it?
Contrary to popular belief,
say without the hard R.
The historical fact not many people know is that I don't poop in the sink.
Oh, sorry, I didn't have my headphones on. Were we talking about shitting in the sink? I missed something.
There's a subreddit about peeing in the sink. Have you been to that one?
No, I haven't. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's like pictures of piss in the sink, and sometimes people peeing in this, like short videos of people peeing in the sink.
That's,
I think it's called sink pissers or something like that.
Sink,
I can't remember
pissers.
Exactly. If you Google it, you find it.
That's clever.
Now, is it a thing where people, is it for hobbyists or aficionados? So in other words, is it only for people who do it full time? Like that's a thing they do, they press it, or if you just did it once and you have a fond memory of doing it once, would you be permitted in this subreddit to participate?
Anyone who has any amount of enthusiasm towards peeing in sinks is welcome. So it can be a thing you do and talk about this side, run across country and peed in all 50 state sinks, or it could just be someone like, I'm new to the club. How did I do on my first time or something like that, you know? So a very supportive community.
How did I do for my first time? Well, okay, so that's good because, you know, there's that one subreddit that's got the incomprehensible, like, acronym where you make weird, like, sort of arcing bubble shapes with water pouring onto something. You know, like, you put, like, a bottle under it and it makes, like that beautiful bubbly.
Yeah.
So there's a subreddit for that, and, like, people will, like, put a picture up, and everyone's real nice, but sometimes somebody will put a picture up and people will be like, no, that's no good, it's not perfect enough, it's not like sexy enough.
No, they're pretty accepting in the sink pissers, because I think they probably have to battle with like their own acceptance into society, because they pee in the sink and those people are probably like, oh, gross. So I think they're sick of being judged, so they welcome everyone.
Somebody's taking a shit in the fucking urinal.
It's not gross if you just like wipe it up afterwards.
Well, there was one picture of like it was titled "Haven't cleaned the sink in a year," and it was a nasty, crusty sink with like piss and pukes.
I saw a picture like that. Yeah.
Can you look that up on Reddit right now? Sink pissers.
Somebody shared that.
Why not? You're missing out.
Somebody shared that shit on the chat from a Reddit.
I wonder who would do that.
It was one of these guys. Yeah.
All right. So, new question.
All right.
Yes.
New question.
I'm so glad I don't get Reddit on my phone, because when I click on it, it doesn't work on my phone. Now I'm really happy about that. Okay,
so,
new question.
What are some, and I think a few of us will have choice responses. What are some good icebreakers to use in texting? In other words, you're going to text somebody, presumably for the first time, and you're trying to initiate a conversation.
Call them by the wrong name.
Call them by the wrong name.
And then tell them, oops, sorry, wrong number or something. Or they'll say wrong number, and then you can strike up a conversation there. Because it's very safe because you're not expressing interest. So you're not going out on a limb.
It's a loophole. It's a loophole in a way. So you guys have that in common. Like, oh, I'm so silly.
It's like, but that's like not saying like, hey, I like you. There's no assumption. The assumption is that you had the wrong number. And so you can just talk from there.
But how did you get the number?
Isn't that somewhat implausible?
How did you get the number in the first? Is it a girl that you're interested in? Whose number is it?
Significant other? Is it somebody you're sexually like? I guess that the motivation changes. I find that somewhat.
Haven't you ever called someone? You tried to call one person, and you called the other person by accident, and the other person, and
at
first you don't realize it, and you're like, then you have to like pretend that you really wanted to talk to them.
Very rarely, because I'm so paranoid of that happening, that I'm all like super double checky when I like click on my phone. It's because I get all nervous that I'm going to call the wrong person. And I'll be all like, oh, no, and I have to talk to this person.
You should eat that. Those are really delicious.
Yeah, they got some sweet tarts.
Those are like the sweet
tarts. These guys
are
sharing some candy.
Why?
They're like in bone. Some are bone and skull shaped, and like they're really good.
This Halloween, I haven't had any candy from the fruit groups at all. I've had mainly just chocolate.
The sweet tart a fruit group?
Yeah, that's what like me and James used to say. Like, well, you need to get something from the fruit group. Because we were just, that's all we did is we went and got like Slurpees every day and a candy bar. And like James's mom one time like followed us up there because she thought we were smoking weed. And then we were like literally we were just going to get Slurpees. And
she was, if you were smoking weed, she was just going to take it.
Maybe that's why she was following us. But like she was just like, oh, really? You're not smoking weed? You're just going to 7-Eleven to get Slurpees?
We had a similar thing where we skipped school once and went to the museums. And then when we were caught and being scolded, they said, well, what were you doing? And we said, well, we went down to the Smithsonian.
Learn more than you would have in school.
Yeah, and then like that was the gag. Like that was an overt gag. It was like, haha, isn't this funny? We're gonna learn more than
So you were saying that, yeah.
But they didn't believe us. I mean, it was true. Yeah. And they were like, no, you know, you're doing drugs or whatever. It was like, nope. In fact, we were like in the National Museum of American History or something, you know.
The kind of place you would go on a field trip.
Yeah, exactly. Except we could go at our own pace and read plaques and learn stuff.
Not have to take a bus down there. We should go on a field trip.
Yeah.
That's what this
Let's
is.
Let's go to Mount Vernon.
Yeah, I would be down with that. I want to go to Monticello.
Yeah, I've never been there, actually.
I've never been there, and I meant to go there when I was living down there. I just didn't get around to it. But like last year, they found, in 2017, they found Sally Hemings' bedroom there, and it was under the men's bathroom, like the public bathroom.
What?
Yeah, it's you got to look this up. It's a fascinating thing.
At Mount Vernon?
Yeah, they found her actual bedroom, and they found like there's like a hearth in there, and it's really fascinating. I was just reading about it like a couple nights ago. So they're finally talking about like how TJ was a.
Is Dan washing dishes in the in the toilet?
Oh, wonder, pretty and bright with my girl. Oh, wonder. A girl like other girls. She's a miracle.
Dan was really into this show. He talks about the show a lot. She's a
small. You're a big Fat Albert fan, too. Hey, Dan, were you a big Fat Albert fan?
I wasn't like a crazy fan, but yes, I thought Albert was pretty awesome.
Do you think, did the Bill Cosby thing ruin Fat Albert for you?
Yeah, kind of. I mean,
you know?
Yes and no. I mean, yes, pretty much anything Bill Cosby does, yes, is ruined for me.
Yeah,
pretty much everything.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, Colbert was talking about that, how he was saying that, like, when he had a troubled childhood or he had a really rough time in his life, and he would just put on Bill Cosby records, that would make him feel better. And he said he loved Bill Cosby for years, and he really influenced him as a comedian. And he said now he can't listen to any Bill Cosby. He can't watch any Bill Cosby. He says it's completely destroyed. And it's, you know. That
I know. It's a real fucking bummer. I mean, it's more of a bummer. I mean, you know, what he did was more of a bummer, obviously.
Yeah,
but,
right, yeah.
But it's like, I can push it out of my mind more with Fat Albert than I can with, like, the Cosby Show. But they're all kind of ruined, you know. So it sucks, yeah.
Yeah. It sucks. 'Cause, you know.
Oh, boy. Thank you.
Produced by Harvey Weinstein? That's kind of different, though, I guess.
Yeah, that's a little bit different. I mean,
well, it is different because his face. You know, if Bill Cosby wasn't on the show and he just wrote for it, I could probably watch it.
Well, it depends because Bill Cosby, I think the issue is that it's a singular, like he's the man,
yeah.
He's the entertainer.
And
he's
also
creator,
wholesome. He's supposed to be the nice, he's supposed to be lovable.
It's opposite to his character.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Like Mel Gibson was always crazy and that was kind of his gag was that he was crazy.
I think I look at the movies that were produced by Weinstein, especially the ones that he really was important in getting made, I view them sort of like the Capitol building or something. Like the Capitol building is beautiful, like even though you know it was made like with slave labor and like all sorts of horrors
right
went into getting it, it's still like the thing itself is still a beautiful building. It's just you have to know.
But that was a building. The whole point of the Cosby Show is it's this lovable.
Well, I was comparing it to Weinstein. Like, whereas Cosby is different. Cosby is the building. You know, like,
yeah,
so
right.
It's yeah. like, yeah, you can't like that building anymore.
You're right.
A big statue of Cosby.
There must be statues of him somewhere, right? So
I'm sure there was.
Have they been taken down, or have they been put up after this whole business? Because that's how
he got stripped of all his honorary degrees and everything. It's pretty phenomenal what happened.
He had several honorary degrees, didn't he?
Yeah. He was all about telling people, like, you need to get an education and not do that. You know, I mean, like, while he was raping people, he was chastising people who had never done anything close to that criminal or vile.
Well, which is probably why he was doing it. I mean,
well, that's how he got away with it.
What was the name of the girl who played Denise? I forgot her.
Lisa Bonet.
Lisa Bonet, right. I was reading something, and there was a quote from him or some kind of thing, and he was basically, like, feeling like she lost her way and stuff because she was in, like, movies where she was, like, naked and, like, and so he was, like, judging her for it. And it's like, you motherfucking piece of shit, you know? She's, like, she's doing work, she's acting, she's, like,
it wasn't even like
a naked movie, and, like, he's the one fucking judging her when he, like, rapes women, you know? It's so fucked up.
Yeah. It is weird.
She was married to Lenny Kravitz.
She was. Yeah. They had a kid. And the daughter that they had is beautiful. She was in that Mad Max movie.
Right, yeah.
And she's also with Elvis's granddaughter. So it's Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
She's married
daughter.
To somebody else now. I forget. Like somebody like younger.
Ah, she likes the young guys.
Like quite a bit younger.
Yeah.
I forget who it is. It's somebody like kind of famous.
He's 15.
New question.
I'm going to look it up.
What is the most expensive thing that you regret buying? What is the most expensive thing?
I hate those questions because then I start feeling bad all over again.
I can't
regret buying.
I don't think I've really done that. Like, I bought some things like...
She's married to that guy from Game of Thrones who was...
Which guy?
Khal Drogo.
Which guy is that?
Jason Momoa.
What does he look like? Which guy?
He looks like Khal Drogo.
Who's
Khal Drogo?
Who is Khal Drogo? I'm just
the Dothraki guy.
The Dothraki.
In season one.
Season one.
Oh, okay.
Like he's all like married to Daenerys and, you know, banging her all the time and shit. And he gets sick and dies.
Ah, that guy. Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Aquaman. Yeah.
I think he was Conan.
It kind of sucks that you only know him as Aquaman.
No, I know him as...
I feel bad for him.
It was a shitty Conan movie he did, I think.
Yeah. No, I know who you're talking about, yeah.
He's married to Lisa.
So, is he currently married to her?
Currently.
God bless him.
She was married to Lenny Kravitz.
God bless her.
What is the most expensive thing that you regret buying?
So I'm looking right now and I'm not pissed off, but I regret buying this toaster. I should have bought a toaster oven.
Oh, you got a toaster instead of
a toaster
oven?
But I have this toaster and I have it and it's like, what am I going to use it for? I don't know why I didn't get a fucking toaster oven.
Are you going to go my way?
I have like
both ways.
Yeah.
I have a toaster, like an actual toaster that from my grandmother. I think it's from the 50s. Works great. I have it in the kitchen. I take it out if I need that specific application. Otherwise, I use a toaster oven for pretty much everything, including most of my toasting of bread. I use the toaster. It's really good for like Pop-Tarts, and it's good for a couple things. But otherwise, toaster oven's better.
Yeah, you can melt. You can melt cheese.
I should have bought a toaster oven.
You can melt cheese on that shit. Toaster oven.
But then it was only like $15 for the toasters, though. It's not a big deal.
You can make pizza bites.
Pizza bites.
You can cook hot dogs in a
peanut
toaster
butter
oven.
Sandwiches.
I broil hot dogs in the toaster oven.
He's got one of those big hot dogs.
Yeah, I get the ones with cheese inside.
He gets the big ones with the stuff inside.
Yeah, he's got one of them big ones.
With cheese inside.
That's the one that exploded in Dan's mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was good.
Creamy filling.
That was good. That was
what
a. So it was.
We got Dan's interest all of a sudden.
So
at his birthday,
this was a
like 10 years ago.
Yeah, we were at our condo at the time, and we're having a birthday party. I think it was for me. So I prepared my special fancy pigs in blankets, which was a cheese Johnsonville or Hillshire Farms, better with cheddar, cheese filled hot dog, wrapped in a Pillsbury crescent dough, washed with an egg wash, and
talking
and
dirty,
tossed with some spices, a little, few little oregano and stuff. Anyway,
oregano.
Back at the ranch.
I
can almost forget that it's a hot dog.
I prepared these, and they were popular. And
sounds great.
I took them out of the oven, and I explained to everyone in attendance that these were not quite ready because it was imperative that they cool for a few minutes. And
I know
Dan
where this is going.
Picked one up, and then I reiterated to Dan.
Don't do it.
I just noted that I advised him against diving in, and in fact that he should wait a couple minutes.
Word.
But I think he did not hear me, or perhaps the aroma
and
the appearance of the fancy pig in blanket was just so alluring, just so overwhelming that he became blind and deaf to all external input as that thing zeroed in on his mouth. But long story short, he takes a bite into it, and the molten hot cheese, which has been boiling inside the hot dog, squirted out in a jet, like a flaming jet of molten napalm-like cheese.
Whoa.
And squirted him in the face.
Whoa.
And he like recoiled.
He exclaimed.
He recoiled from this thing. And,
did it burn his tongue?
No, it burned his face. I don't know if it burned his face.
Because that's better if
like
it burned
that,
his face than his tongue, because he could eat it when
it cooled
down.
Didn't he say something like, this hot wiener exploded in my face or something?
He said, I would like to think he said something like that.
And then like somebody's like wife like walked by and made a face or something.
Somebody's wife? Whose wife?
I don't even know. Like
Natalie?
Jackson's wife.
Oh, Jackson's wife. Okay.
Somebody like that.
Somebody was like,
people
oh,
I
man.
Don't know.
Chris, not, no, what's the guy's name? The other guy wears the colorful suits.
Wiki.
Scott. Yes.
Scott.
Like perhaps
Beer
it was Scott Beerbauer's wife.
The colorful suits.
I saw Scott.
Talks
Beerbauer.
Really loud.
So I don't remember that, but I'm not calling you a liar because it's very believable.
Oh no, everybody! I don't know if you exactly how you exclaimed, but you definitely bit into an over hot sausage and
like,
got squirted in the face.
Yeah.
I totally believe you that it happened. That I bit into a hot thing. I remember the pigs in the blanket. But
I think in order to block out
that part of it or something. It's totally something that would have happened to me. So yeah, I believe it.
Really think that this is a memory that you ought to have access to.
It's sad.
So
it's a really great memory.
It's sad that you don't remember.
I propose a solution. Is what we'll do is we will recreate this incident. I'll make some pigs in blankets.
We need to get actors to take my place.
No, you have to feel it viscerally. You have to smell the aroma.
You have to
bite into the thing.
Hot dog.
And so when it squirts you back in the face and burns you, it will either one or two, it's a win-win.
Okay.
Because either it will jog your memory. The visceral feelings will jog your memory of the original
event. So you'll have two memories of it.
Or failing that backup plan, 100% failsafe, is that you will have been squirted in the face again.
So he'll remember
so
that
So you'll
one.
Have that memory.
And he might have
with
two, at least one.
You might if you're lucky, you'll end up with two memories of getting squirted in the face with molten cheese.
The assumption is that I want this memory.
It could be a first degree.
Well, I think it would improve your life. I think your life would be a heartier,
here's my take
wholesome
on it.
Life as a result.
I agree with that. And also, I'd say that like, I think the sad part would be if he burnt his tongue with it. Because if he gets shot in the face, it means he's like, oh, ow, ow. Even if he had like a horrible burn on his face. he could like wait and then still enjoy the hot dog the same day.
Ah,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Because
good point.
If you burn your tongue like badly, it fucks your shit up. For,
exactly.
Like, a little while.
Well, at the minimum, you could eat it, but not taste it.
Yeah.
Exactly, and that would be no fun. So I'm saying, like, in the end, it's better for him to have like an external like facial scar than
definitely.
Than have a temporary taste bud loss.
Like, I don't exactly remember what you said because I wasn't actually present. I arrived at the party right after it happened, but
oh man, you missed it.
But what I was told, I think from Patrick was something to along the lines of like, oh, like this,
I got squirted in the
this
face,
just
no!
yeah, just squirted me in the face, like, or this hot thing, like it was something about, oh,
this
I got
wiener
squirted
jizzed
in the face.
On me, oh Jesus,
this hot dog squirted me in the face. And somebody's wife or fiance like happened to be right there, like, and she was like, you know.
Ha. Okay, so this is relevant.
Blown away.
A relevant segue.
Relevant.
What did someone do or say that made you realize they weren't really your friend?
Oh, this one.
Dan's answer is, well, they made up some story about me biting into a hot dog and being sprayed.
They're dick-sucking liars.